This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez is nationalizing the oil companies. He is spending billions of dollars on social programs. And now he wants a cultural revolution of sorts. He is turning to a powerful propaganda tool, the movies. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from the new government film studios in Guarenas, Venezuela.
Silencio, por favor.
The key love scene, A First Kiss, is about to be filmed and dozens of stagehands are told to keep quiet.
Action!
Welcome to the latest movie President Chavez's Bolivarian Revolution is producing. It's an uplifting story about a motorcycle taxi driver. It has love scenes. It has drama. It also has politics, just a touch. The main protagonist reveres and frequently quotes Simon Bolivar. The 19th century independence hero also happens to be the guiding light for the president. Now the film, Libertador Morales, is nearly complete, produced and funded by the government's new film studio, Villa del Cine. Efterpi Charalambidis is the screenwriter and director. While she says there's no pressure on her, Charalambidis says the government wants to send a message.
Of course, if you're going to make like a film that is kind of subversive, I don't know how Villa del Cine will produce that.
Villa del Cine, or Cinema City, is tucked into the mountains here in Guarenas, not far from the capital of Caracas. At Cinema City, workmen put together a set for one of the more political of the spate of new films. It's a movie about Luis Posada Carriles, a real-life Miami-based Cuban exile accused of blowing up a Venezuelan airliner in the 1970s. Venezuela's government wants to extradite Posada Carriles to face charges here, but the United States has declined. Nelson Carranza is the producer of the movie called Bambi C4. Bambi because that was Posada Carriles' CIA code name. C4 because of the explosives he allegedly used.
You can say that the script was ordered up. Basically, the Ministry of Culture has assumed the role to supervise it and give the green light for this theme.
Cinema City wants to make big, even epic films about Venezuela's history and heroes. That means films on Ezequiel Zamora, a 19th century land reformer who is an inspiration to the president. It means glossing over unpleasant facts, like the corruption in Cipriano Castro's government, which ended in 1908. In the movies, he'll become a hero for fending off imperialist invaders. That's the trailer to the most ambitious project, Miranda Returns. It's going to be the first Cinema City film to open, which happens later this month. The film tracks the life of independence hero Francisco de Miranda. Miranda participated in the American and French revolutions, and he helped launch a revolution here. Lorena Almarza, director of Cinema City, says making the film helps fulfill what she calls the historic debt the government has with Venezuela.
The president of the republic insists, and it's part of our policy of development, the historic debt that we have in this country.
Cinema City, now a year old, offers the biggest, most modern film studios in Venezuela. But some say Cinema City is more interested in ideology than art. Jonathan Jakubowicz made a hit movie 2 years ago with money he raised. Sequestro Express, or Kidnapping Express, was about the harrowing practice of kidnapping people for a few hours, just long enough to force them to withdraw money from ATM machines. It was not an image the government liked. The vice president attacked the film, and so did Chavez. The idea, Jakubowicz believes, was to intimidate him and anyone else thinking of making a film exploring Venezuela's complicated reality.
Villa del Cine is one of the many branches of the propaganda infrastructure of the Chavista government. They conceive film as a very effective tool for propaganda and for the spreading of their Bolivarian ideology.
That's not to say Cinema City is not tackling non-political subjects. That's the trailer for La Clase, or The Class, a story of a violinist growing up in a poor neighborhood. It's an old-fashioned romantic love story. And then there's Charalambidis' Libertador Morales, about the motorcycle taxi driver. While it's not overtly political, it highlights moral values important to the government. The ending is expected to be triumphant, with the hero and his new love riding off into the sunset. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Guarenas, Venezuela.
Yo tengo de mi pasión de un beso.